Good morning. We're fortunate here that in each of the three counties, the great entrepreneurs of the 1790s built a system of canals. They were the equivalent of the M1 or even HS2 today. They allowed the transportation of goods quickly and cheaply from one end of the country to the other. It was like the building of the motorway network, something I was involved with in the 1970s. Of course, the canals declined for carrying goods with the coming of the railways, and then the development of the modern road network stopped that traffic altogether. But as a result, we've been left with these green ribbons, which lead us into some unspoilt, beautiful countryside. They've been untouched for generations, and are now just an easy way for anyone to get into the countryside and walk, jog, ride a bike, or as in my case, gently glide along in a narrowboat. A few weeks ago, just before Easter, I was fortunate to take a trip with some friends on the Grand Union Canal. It was during that week of bright, sunny spring days that we had. As we were gently meandering along, I heard a skylark, high above in a field next to the canal, just joyfully singing. And it started me wondering, why was it there? What was it doing? But of course, so much of the activity we see in nature can be explained by scientists as a natural selection and described as being the process of evolution. And I have to accept that. The skylark, they would say, was just performing a territorial display, marking out its territory against its rivals. Or it was just an exhibition of the male bird's physical fitness in order to attract a mate, the survival of the fittest. And I know I should accept that explanation, but it all sounded to me like it was singing for pure joy. And as it happened, the skylark was flying high above a field of sheep, ewes with their newly born lambs. And as we glided by, we watched these lambs gamboling. And that's a word we only use to describe the way that they are quite literally jumping for joy with all four legs off the ground. I then watched them furiously wagging their little tails as they suckled up to their mothers. There can be no evolutionary reason for that, surely. Their joyful jumps can serve no evolutionary purpose. No, they are just expressing joy, a gift from a God who loves us. As St. Paul tells us that joy is one of the gifts of the Spirit that we are given as Christians. And I was reminded of these words from Psalm 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. So just get out there, look around, see the joy that is happening.